WONY Oneonta.
Because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. The needle goes around and it's time to go to town. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Loggins and Messina here on Jukebox Journey. Still, your mama can't dance. Johnny G along with you on this overcast-looking Wednesday afternoon. Hope you're having a good day today. It was on this day, back in 1969, the year the Mets won it all, Maurice Gibb, he of the Bee Gees fame, who was 19 at the time, got married to Lulu, she of To Sir With Love fame, well-known singer over in England. She was 20. They got married. Brother Barry was the best man. 3,000 uninvited guests showed up. Can you imagine having a wedding and suddenly 3,000 people that you did not invite, they show up? Well, the marriage lasted until 1973.
Nights on Broadway, singing them love songs. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. Because the lover's stories isn't a rain. Waste your summer praying in vain.
Springsteen here at 90.9 FM. And Thunder Road, Bruce just announcing recently he will be on tour again this summer with the E Street Band. The guy's still rocking. Johnny G along with you, and it was on this day back in 1966, the leader of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, began recording their classic Good Vibrations, and it took forever because it was not released until October of that year. It became an instant classic. It was the Beach Boys' third number one hit, and it's also included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. And it was also on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my excitations. Good vibrations. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations. Good.
husband is very smart, does very well. He is a nice looking man, but he has a receding hairline and he hates it. I think it's handsome, but he hates it. So I said, why don't I take you to my hairdresser and we'll get her to buzz you one of those haircuts real close to your head, like Justin Timberlake. Well, we did it, and we didn't know his head was pointed. And he said, I look like somebody, and I can't quite think of who it is. And I said, is it Bull on Night Court? He said, no. That's not who I was thinking about. And about 3 days later, he said, I know who it is. It's that lazy starfish Patrick on SpongeBob the First Part.
Take on me here on A Jukebox Journey. Well, here's a guy celebrating a birthday today, well-known actor. I first remember seeing him as a sweat hog way back when, and then the big break came when he was in Saturday Night Fever. That really shot his career sky high. 1978, we refer to that as the Summer of Grease. And I mean, that movie was all over the place. And the soundtrack was on the radio. You could not get away from it. And I remember, must have been about July that summer, I get a phone call from my friend Rocky, and he says, what are you doing? I said, I'm just hanging out. He says, I'm coming by to pick you up. We're going to the movies. I said, I don't have any money. He says, don't worry about it. So sure enough, he pulls up in front of the house. He has his father's station wagon, a Woody, and there's three people in the front, four people in the middle, and four of us in the back. So I climb in, and we head off. It was down in Copeg, the Johnny's All-Weather Drive-In. So as we were going down there, I said, Rocky, I don't have any money. He says, don't worry, you don't need any. I said, what are we going to do, sneak in? No, he goes, there's a hole in the fence. I said, what do you mean there's a hole in the fence? He says, you'll see. I said, so what are you going to do, park the car in the street and we're going to walk in? No, we're going to drive in. Well, sure enough, we get down to the movie theater and there's a hole in the fence and he just drove his car right in. And that's where I got to see, for the first time, Grease at the drive-in theater. Happy birthday, John Travolta, 72 years old today.
What happened to the tennis suit I met at the beach?
Well, I do not know. I mean, maybe there's two of us, right? Why don't you take out a missing persons ad or try the yellow pages? I don't know.
Yeah.
Bloods here at 90.9 FM, WONY. Get together on a Wednesday afternoon. And I just found out we're having another celebrity birthday today. This young lady apparently is living in our area now, up in Franklin on a farm. Yoko Ono, 93 years old today. Happy birthday to her.
Standing in the dock at Southampton, trying to get to Holland or France. You've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Don't You Come Around Here No More. Hey, you remember the group The Knack? Sure you do. And I forgot that they did more than My Sharona. Hopefully you remember this one from them.
Sticky sweet romance, she makes you wanna scream, wishing you could get inside her pants.
So you bend your sides away while you're squeezing her. You thought you heard her say, "Good girls don't, good girls don't." But she'd be telling you, "Good girls don't," but I do.
So you call her.
marvel about the teachers that you hate. And she says she's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home till late. She'll give you some tonight.
So you start to make your play, 'cause you did it for the thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. I should be telling you, good girls don't, but I do. And it's a teenage sadness everyone has got to taste.
Back to the summer of 1979 and The Knack, Good Girls Don't. Well, it looks like we've run out of time once again here on Jukebox Journey. I am Johnny G saying so long for now. Hope you stay dry. It's a wet day out there in Oneonta. I'll be back next Wednesday from noon till 2. Until then, happy trails.
Bomba dida, 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 bomba
about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Thank you. stressed but hardly dying, and I can't pay attention anymore, but Lord knows I'm trying, and I know I'm just a bit under the weather. Sometimes my body feels like it itches higher. I feel like I have seen a lot, and I'm worried I can't keep it up. I get myself all vulnerable.
You're not even the fart.
Feeling stressed from studying? Step away from the textbooks and take a break that actually makes a difference. At Superheroes Humane Society, our dogs and cats love when college students stop by. You can walk a dog, toss a tennis ball, or spend a little time playing with the curious cat. Every wag, every purr, every happy tail means you've helped an animal feel loved and cared for. And you'll feel that stress melt away too. It's the perfect way to recharge, connect, and spread a little kindness. So trade your study break for a tail wag or two. Visit superheroeshs.org to volunteer, schedule a visit, or learn more. Superheroes Humane Society, where every visit saves the day.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 16th,